We are learning Daf Yudalit on Mabez, and we're starting from two dots. Omrav Papa. We know as a lacho, you makdish a steachuzo, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, even a stei mikna, when you pay it, when you redeem it, you redeem it for a set amount called, it's for Beis Zerachoy Meserim Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Omrav Papa, hikdish tarshin. Let's say you makdish a rocky field that you can't plant on. Paydim v'shavim. Then you pay it for its value. And there's no than 50 shekel kesef. My time up. Base zera marachmana. Plus this place you could plant. Vahani lav nezirinu. Here you can't plant. Loi goalon. You didn't redeem it. Now the halach is, but you don't redeem. You makdish teyachuz and you don't redeem it. The halach is, by yayivo, it doesn't go back to you. It goes to the kahanim. So this field, that's a tarshin, it was a rocky field. Loi goalon. If you weren't goyal it, has the same halach as every hektish of teyachuz. Loi goalon. Yoytzim v'yayivo. To the Kayan. It goes beyond to the Kayan. My time, Sada Rahmana. Pasuk says that the Sada goes back to the Kayan. It says, by Sada, but say, beyond, Kayush Lashem, Kastei Acherim, like Kayan Tiach, who's also. And this is called a Sada. It's not called a Bezerra, but it's called a Sada. Rahmana called you. That's Halacha, Legavi Hektish. Mochar, Tarshin. Let's say someone sells a field that was rocky. Now we know when you sell a Stei Achuza, you have to let the buyer keep it for 2 years, and then after that you have a chance to redeem it. By Yovel, it goes back to you. But you can't redeem it the first 2 years. So whatever you've sold a rocky field, Macha Tarshim, Nigalim Pachas V'Sheshalim, you can be paid in less than 2 years. My time, Mispashnei Tvuyis Amarachmona. Rachmona says, Tara says it needs 2 years of Tvuyis. And but this is a Havdal Avnei Tvuyin, and it was Navnei Tvuyin, you can't plant anything on it, therefore you can redeem it right away. This is talking about a regular selling to your friend. Don't do it hektish. Loi galan, you didn't redeem it. Chazeres l'bayam b'yevel, it goes back to the owner of Yovel. My taima, v'shav l'achuzosam rachmona, it says by Yovel, you go back to Yachuza, v'hai nam Yachuzi. This is also your Achuza, even though it's a rocky field. So the Gemara weiter. Hikdish ilonis, someone's makdish trees, paidim eshavim, you paidim for its value. It's trees are not a field. My taima, be zera marachmona, v'loi ilonis. It says someplace where you plant tvua, a field you plant tvua, not trees. Loi ga'alon, you weren't goyalit. If you were not goyalit, you didn't redeem it. Ein yitzim l'kana b'yovel, why not? Well, you saw d'am rachmona, loi ilonis is not trees. Now, this case, hikdash ilonis, it's not like the we had on Omer Aleph. Omer Aleph, there, you makdash the karka with it, either because automatically, because there's three trees within a beisa, or you actually did ahead and l'mferish makdash the karka over here. You only makdash the ilonis. Halach is that it goes b'shavyom, and I not because it's not a bezera, and also loy galon in yitzim kahanim b'yovel, even though you makdash it, it goes back to it doesn't go anyone. The in yitzim kahanim b'yovel does not go to the kahanim b'yovel because this is not a sada, and therefore the halacha is that you keep it yourself. You keep it yourself. The hekdash will keep it themselves, and does not go to the kahanim. Does not go to the kahanim. I'm not 100% sure what you would do with it, but I think you would. The chayr is not in karka either. It doesn't go back to the achuz either. I would think that the hektish keeps it itself, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, it does stay b'shas hektish. Doesn't stay in the think of the Rambam that stays in the hektish. Rabbi Gershom sounds like it stays by hektish. Dr. Gemara Vaita. So that's where the hektish ilonis. What about if you sold ilonis, mach ilonis, you sold trees, ain the golem pachas v'shanim, you can't redeem it less than 2 years. My time is shnei tvuos v'rachmona, v'haim rei tvuos v'nu, those have fruits. Loi galon, ain chazeres v'bayam v'yevel. Let's go back to the bayam v'yevel. My time is shav l'achuzos v'rachmona v'loi ilonis. There's no din, it goes back v'yevel, like we said before, it's an ilon. But it does have a din that you can't redeem it within the first 2 years because the misper tvuos, that does apply to trees. Something more. I want to explain one of these cases. Amar Mar, it says hikdash ilonos. If you makdash trees, poida b'shavyon. You poida for its value. Amai v'likdashu agav arayu v'lifriku agav arayu. The more question is here. There is. We just said before. Case was the karka was on the kaddish. You're saying that the karka should be kaddish, and if we should poida agav the karka. V'chitem ilonos akdash arle akdash. You were only did the ilonos, not the ground. But amin adoi mand namazav lo dik lachaver. If you sell a dekel tree to your friend, a palm tree to your friend, you are koina from where the tree is planted, till deep into the ground. You're koina. So here you are, kind of the karka. So he's able to point the agav the karka. And for the Gemara, love me itmar love above machmas taino. You know what we're talking about here? Above machmas taino. The Nardoi said that the only kind of karka when you're above machmas taino, that means when the guy claims that you sold him the karka, but automatically you're not kind of the karka with kind of lanos, and therefore all the memories before stem very well. Zog the Gemara right. It said our Mishnah machlokes v'asal the mikna. Tanakama says saw the mikanos and shaviyov, and Rabbi Eliezer argued. The Gemara is explaining the machlokes now. Tana Rabbanan says in the pasuk. The pasuk comes to stay mikna. It says v'chishv leha koynes michsas ha'erkecha atchnas ha'yovel. You figure out the value until yovel v'nasas erkecha v'yemu koyish l'Hashem. Ma balalamed. What's with michsas erkecha teach us? The fish now is there. Since it says by a regular stay achuza 50 shekel kesef, yachal af stay mikdakein tamaloymar michsas. Therefore, it says losha michsas. Michsas means the actual value of it. Rabbi Eliezer argues, losha never kam vechishev. It says here by stay mikdak vechishev never lahalon. It says by stay achuza vechishev ma lahalon dava katsov. Just like there, it's a set amount of 50 shekel kesef. Af kan dava katsov. Here also is dava katsov, and therefore he argues. The Bayalu, what did Rabbanon do about the Gzeres Shava? Did they agree to the Gzeres Shava or not? The Bayalu, Rabbanon, is to Gzeres Shava? And what do they do it for? They hold it's only Shavim Stei Mikna. So what do you use Gzeres Shava for? Well, Mafkin Leila Chaimish. They use it that there's a Chaimish even by Stei Mikna. Not like Rabbi Eliezer said, by Stei Mikna, there's no Chaimish. Or you did with less Gzeres Shava, there's no Gzeres Shava at all. But less Chaimish is no din Chaimish. By Stei Mikna. I'm a Rabba, Mastava, less Gzeres Shava. There's no din Gzeres Shava, there's no din Chaimish by Stei Mikna. How do we know this? Since by stay achuzah says beforeish chaimish, and by makdash beisa says beforeish chaimish. Have a steak suvamon keechad, bechol steak suvamon keechad, emer lamdim. It's a steak suvamon keechad, and that doesn't can't learn out. Steak suvamon keechad means that usually we're saying that since he had to say it two places, vice dois, you can't learn out from there, and therefore you can't make zera shava. So Tosis asks, usually you say steak suvamon keechad emer lamdim by a binyanav, which means like a mametzinu. We learn out one from another. But Gzeres Shava, we don't say Shteksu Bom Keachon. Tais answers, that's only in a place where you didn't have the Gzeres Shava. But here, the two places that says it, by Steachuzah and Makdash Beisai, you could learn the Gzeres Shava. And you don't. It's still not the same at first, both places. So then you do say Shteksu Bom Keachon Im Lamdin, even by Gzeres Shava. So the Marvel, Ma'adim Lamdin, the Gol Rachmana, Chaimish, Be'meiser, and it says Behemet Tahira, and Behemet Tameh, also says Chaimish, it's five places, Halei Tuva, and everyone agrees there, Be'im Lamdin. Tanikava say the Rava, look like Rava that says there's no din chaimish by stay mikna, but v'loy mitamei, but not because of his reason, different reason. Tanya, b'michsas erkecha. So lashon the pasuk by stay mikna, michsas ha'erkecha, and kisho akos of erichin. The Torah makes a hekesh to erichin. Ma erichin ein moisiv chaimish, just like by erichin, you're not moisiv a chaimish. Af stay mikna ein moisiv chaimish. Stay mikna also not moisiv a chaimish. Talk to Mishnah Vayta. More the hakel and the hachmer. V'shar amuad. The lacha is a shar amuad that kills an eved, he has to pay 30 shekel kesef no matter what. If he kills a person, a shar amuad is a regular person, not an eved, then you have to pay its value. It's called kaifer. And this mission is going to be the main nizik. You pay the value of the person who got hurt, and then you pay kaifer. But by eved, you always pay 30 shekel. V'shar amuad shahem is the eved, the hakel of the hachmer. It's the hakel of the hachmer, ketzad. The most beautiful eved, or the worst disgusting eved. Either way, noisim shloishim sela. You give 30 sela. Hemis ben chayim. If you kill, if the behemoth kills a ben chayim, noisim shav. You give the value of the ben chayim. Chava bezeh bezeh. If you only injured either one, noisim nezek shalom. You pay nezek shalom. But it's on amud. But there is no din of shloishim shel eved. Either you hurt an eved or hurt a person, it's the same thing. You pay the full value of the nezek shalom. It's mashma b'muid in b'tamloi. It's mashma when you hurt a person, you only pay nezek shalom by a muid, not by a tam. That's what it sounds like. The homies don't want a muid. So lema sees in like Rabbi Kiva that holds that by a adam there's no such thing as a tam. You always pay nezek shalom. Like Rabbi Kiva, that's not Rabbi Kiva. Af tam shachav v'adam, mashal v'mois nezek shalom. A tam that was shachav v'adam, he pays nezek shalom. But mois means even though they hurt each other, so but it means that in between they pay nezek shalom. The tam, you see, Rekiva holds even a tam pay nezek shalom. And our mishnah sounds like dafka by muad. And for the gemara, a filo tamer Rekiva, who had in the filo tam nami, even a tam also pays nezek shalom. Our mishnah. Why is talking about a muad? Talking about a muad for the cases of shloishim shel eved and kaifer. Both of those are dafka by a muad. Who didn't fill Tam Nami? V'ayde kovel mister sefer Hamis Eved. Hamis ben Chayim. Those cases the v'muad who the mishkachas law is dafka by muad. V'tam la mishkachas law is not shaykh by tam. Mishmalka tani muad. Therefore it says muad. And what it says sefer is lav dafka. It's in the Mishnah. It's in the Reisha of our Mishnah. Rashi says this is lav dafka. And saying since Hamis es Eved and Hamis es ben Chayim has to be a muad. Therefore it says our Mishnah is talking about a muad. So the Mishnah Vayta, something called the Oynes Mefata, someone who seduces a Isha, that's Mefata, or he forcibly mizana with her, it's an Oynes. It says in the Torah, you pay Chamishim Kesef. And our Mishnah says, besides for that, you also pay Boishas of Agam. You pay the embarrassment for her, and how much she's worth less in value, besides for the din of Oynes Mefata. But let's see first the beginning of Mishnah. But Oynes Mefata is the Hakul L'Hachme. You pay 50 Kesef, it's the Hakul L'Hachme. Kesar, Echach Onos Pitas Agdeos of Vekuna. Stam, someone who is mezana with, forcibly mezana with someone who's very meyuchis, a gedolish v'kuna, a very chashuv lady from a kuna family. If it's like tana shvishrael or a tana in the worst Yisrael family, either way, noisach chamishim shlav, you get 50 shlav. But boishes v'vagam, I call for your advice from his bias. But you pay boishes v'vagam, that how depends on the person, how much is worth and how much he gets embarrassed. That you do pay per value of the person. But in fact, the takas she'ino, the thing for the inui, they're paying, the knas, you're paying for the inui, that's 50 no matter what. So tomorrow, how do you know you pay by shvikam? Am I? Ema chamish v'shlom arachmanu v'kol mili mei 50 shlom covers everything. That will, you know, included, all taxes and fees included. Maybe 50 shlom includes everything. I'm Rav Zira, how could it be? Yemru Baal Bas Melachim Chamishim and Baal Bas Adyotis Chamishim? You're going to say like a Chosh Melach is 50 and a Baal Adyotis is also 50? So it has to be there's some kind of difference. We say in the Boishas of Agam is where the difference is. I'm Le'abaya, that's not a problem, Baal Ha'os. Yechik Avi Eved also, you pay 30 for Eved. Nami, Yemru Eved, Doinkav Magarli, Yashlishim, Eved, that's a jeweler. He gets 30 and Eved, Oysa Ma'is, Samachat, and someone's a tailor also gets 30. You know, there's also, the Torah is the Yerzakasa, finished. Don't tell me a bas malach and bas adyotis. So it's not a taina. So it's still shver. How do we know boish shavagam? Elam Rav Zira, ilu balash naim. Now we say in the same isha. Let's say two people came or mezana with her. One shloik adarka and means you're still a basula. And the next one he has to pay 50 kesef. The next one echas gadarka. The next one also has to pay 50 kesef because you're still a basula. So is it possible you're gonna pay the first and the second one pay the same much? By the second one already, she's violated, so maybe she shouldn't pay as much. Yemru, Baal, Paguma, Chamishim, and Baal, Shlema, Chamishim, both pay 50. So it has to be. The difference is in the Baishas of Agam. By the way, when we say paper Pagam, it means the value she went less. How do you figure out someone's value if she's a Basula or Ba'ula? So Rashi speaks out how much you would purchase her if she was a Shifcha to give to Eved, you like that Eved very much, you want to get her a Shifcha, get him a Shifcha. So you would pay more for a basula. That's where how you make the value. But back in the Gemara here, how do we know you pay basis of a gam? Om le'abaya. So it's just the reason is because we want to make a difference between a isha who is violated already or not. Om le'abaya. It's also not a tiny. Yach gabi evet also nami yirme evet bari. A healthy evet shloishim and evet mukash shchin shloishim and a not healthy evet also 30. Elamites is here as a gossip, so it's also not a taina. That's not a raya that you pay by Shiva Gam, because it's a combat that's disproportionate in two different type of people, or the same person himself, if she's violated or not. Elam Abaya, when I have two drashas of mine, say how we know by Shiva Gam, by Ernest Mafata. Elam Abaya, drashas is Omakra, Takas Asha Ina. You get 50 kesef, Takas Asha Ina. It's a mass, only paying for the Inu. Mechlal, Teika by Shiva Gam. You only pay for the inui and not for the boishes of agam. So, but the separate that 50 kesef is only for inui, only for the pain, and not for the boishes of agam. That's the drasha. Rabba Amalam Akrav, Nasan Isha Shaychiv Ima, Hano Ashchiva Chamishim, Hano Ashchiva is 50, Mechlad Ika Milsachit, there's other payment of my new boishes of agam, which is boishes of agam, which is a different payment. So, that's, you know, it's two different payments besides for Onis Mefata, there's boishes of agam.